One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello everyone, welcome back to the Redmen TV. We are here to watch Liverpool lift the League Cup after an amazing game. 0-0 after extra time. Both teams have goals ruled out by fine offside margins. Both teams have chances to score. It goes to penalty kicks. All 11 of Liverpool's players on the pitch get to take their penalties. All 11 of Liverpool's players score their penalties. Then Kepa Ariza-Balaga takes Chelsea's penalty and decides to kick it to the fucking moon. And I am absolutely delighted that he decided to do that, Errol. We're kitted out. We are the 9 times League Cup winners. Nobody's done it more times than Liverpool Football Club. We are live, by the way, with the club legends are in the live lounge as well. Guys, how are we feeling in there? They're happy. We're happy. Errol, how are you?
I'm made up, mate. I am absolutely fucking buzzing. What a fucking... That was an ordeal. It wasn't fun. It wasn't fun to watch. It wasn't pretty. In the end, I was just like, someone just missed, put us out of our fucking misery, and I am made up it was Kepa. When it got to Harvey Elliott, I called it in the studio. I said, if he scores, we go on and win, and we stepped up. Kelleher as well, his days of being a striker back in the day, he knew exactly how to finish a pen, and he deserves it. He gets man of the match, just put it on it, gets man of the match, absolutely smashed it. The young lads stepped up to the plate today, big pressure occasion. A final, first one in his career, and I'm absolutely buzzing for him. Young lad, done us proud, done himself proud, his family will be absolutely made up for him. Well done, Kevin Kelleher.
I mean, the pressure on goalkeepers, we saw Man United go through this in the Europa League, and it goes to David De Gea, and he's forced to take one, he misses. Like, yeah. Kelleher, it was one of our better pens.
Calm, cool.
Cool, he's a very cool, calm, collected kind of guy anyway, and I was always
Do you think, even in his own head, do you think, I used to be a striker, like, I shouldn't really be missing. Like,
yeah, and whereas Kepa clearly bottles it.
Yeah, he bottles it, man, not half. He takes a short run-up. He gets no angle on
kick.
It. Yeah, he takes a... He really does. No, he does.
He takes a goal kick, yeah. As we watch on the screen, then as Jurgen Klopp and the Liverpool players embrace the Chelsea team, and you guys are watching live. Eva Pettersson with the 22, and okay, Super Jazz says, Van Dijk is the coolest person ever, what a pen. We'll go through all that. We've got tons and tons
so
to come.
To
don't worry
through.
About. It's going to be. We've got the fan reactions. We've got the player ratings. We've got the final words. That'll be tomorrow. Tomorrow morning we'll be in the studio with the final word. We've also got the instant match reaction going live today. But before then, James Milner is the man leading Liverpool up the Wembley staircase.
We got over our Wembley hoodoo as well. It's
been a long old time since Liverpool won a trophy at this stadium, and Liverpool have decided to let vice-captain James Milner, captain on the pitch at the time of the penalty shootout, he's allowed to go up those famous steps. What a moment for him. I wonder if it'll be him who lifts the cup. Great moment. Amazing from Jordan Henderson, if that's what he decided to do. James Milner leads Liverpool up the pitch.
One of the momentum, the way that built, such a lovely crescendo. The momentum now for the rest of the season is just there. The spark of the season has now just come to light. Oh, mate. Like, I am actually exhausted and fatigued. I don't know how I'm going to get up for work in the morning. Mm-hmm. Might not, just saying.
But... I work here, got to.
No, I will. But at the same time, I am absolutely knackered.
Yeah, it's completely exhausting. As Liverpool's players make their way inside, they'll come back out to the top shortly to get their hands on the trophy, to get their medals around their necks as well. Mohamed Salah, someone has just given Mohamed Salah a Mohamed Salah mask. I don't know why
he's
that's
looking
happened,
at it thinking, huh?
It feels like he's been to a stag do or something, but the players, being split up into two groups for some strange reason. I don't know if they're going to meet in the middle. I don't know what's going on here. Who cares, really? As Liverpool and Jurgen Klopp make their way up the stairs, then we'll obviously stay live for this amazing trophy. If then me and Ella will do a quick chat about just how to sum all that up. And then don't forget, later on, we will have the fan reactions live from the studio. So head on over to the social accounts now. Ross has put the tweets and the posts out to let him know your thoughts. Then we'll have the player ratings. I will have the player ratings, so make sure you join.
There was, I need to get a picture up at some point as well, because there was a moment where Ross was watching the match underneath a coat.
Ross was the most nervous man in the room.
Hey everyone, Mate here. If you're enjoying this podcast, then do go and check out Red Men Plus, our Liverpool streaming service, giving you tons of extra podcasts each and every month. There's Journo, Insight, there's the Around the League show, the Debate show, the Opposition preview, and interviews with Liverpool legends past and present as well. Tons of content to keep you occupied, keep you busy, thrilled, entertained, and go deeper on Liverpool FC culture. Head to theredmentv.com. Sign up and join us on Red Men Plus.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Liverpool have split their teams up, and it's Kostas Tsimikas who's waiting for the rest of his teammates to appear. Here they come. It is James
and Nico
Milner.
Thiago is smiling now. Thiago's finally got a smile on his face.
Liverpool's owners, there's John Henry, saying congratulations to the players as well, and his beautiful wife Linda as well. Where's Jordan Henderson? Anyone spot Jordan? Where's Jordan?
I don't know.
I can't spot him anywhere. Are they waiting for him? Here he comes. It is going to be Jordan. They've left him till last. Yeah. Jordan Henderson milks the applause, takes it on from the crowd. I thought you were going to let James Milner lift this trophy.
Harvey Elliott scoring a penny. Yo, what, the boys did us proud, you know.
All 11 of them. All of them.
That's mentality, monsters. Come on.
Mentality. Even the sub-goalkeeper. The sub-goalkeeper. Here we go, then.
Who's she?
Liverpool players wave their arms. Oh, they're waiting for Jordan Henderson.
Is he going to go for the classic?
Here we go.
Is he
surely
do the
he's
shuffle?
Saying hello to the owners. He's saying hello to everyone. Jordan Henderson is handed the Carabao Cup. Jordan Henderson still hasn't got it yet. He throws Tsimikas out the way. Who's he waiting for?
Come on.
Get on with it, Jordan. Jordan Henderson has got the cup in his hands. He gives it the step. The Jordan shuffle. Jordan's to lift the league cup high into the air. The confetti goes off. And Liverpool have won their first trophy of the season. Let's hope it's the first of four. League Cup number 9 for Liverpool Football Club. Read it and weep on the shirt. Number 9, redmanmerch.com if you want one of these. Nobody has done it more times. Nobody does it better than this football club. Nobody does nervous finals better than this football club. But my God, we absolutely fucking love their medal.
Oh, mate, they are. They bring you through the ringer. But when you see that as the end result, captains lifting up trophies, that's what it's all about for me, mate. That was absolutely an ordeal that we've come through the other end, and I think that's turned a lot of those young lads as well on the pitch. They went from boys to men tonight, because it's only the League Cup and you can kind of get lost in that. It's not the most prestigious of trophies.
Look at that for a moment, mate. Harvey Elliott, after what he's been through, lifting the cup up or high above his head.
Do you know what I mean? Exactly.
Scores that. A penalty, gets on the... He wasn't even meant to be on the pitch.
Exactly. Wasn't even in the team sheet. So that, for me, just shows. And again, I said it a couple of weeks ago when we was doing one of the watch-alongs. You don't know how a final's going to pan out. In a final, anyone could have beat anyone. Chelsea, on the day-to-day, had enough opportunities to have put us to bed.
And it couldn't have been closer, really.
And vice versa. It was both teams wanting to move the other out the other way, and everyone the other like going, nah, it's not happening. But for me, that was always going to be, we've got more riding on that victory, because it's against one of your domestic rivals. It's teeing yourself up to say, well, we can push ourselves.
Made up for Thiago there, so it's up to lift the trophy as well.
No, completely. But again, it, in your mindset, you're thinking it's going to tee you up now to go on and go another gear and go another step. That's a taste of what can be to come. You can't have a trophy parade.
Jürgen's having a rave in the court.
Go on, Jürgen.
Go ahead, Jürgen.
Yes!
Yes, Jürgs.
Get over to Ali.
Is that Ali's kid with him, maybe? I don't know. It's a little boy there. I don't know who the flinging Ali is, but fair play. He wants a little touch of the cup as well. Go on, give him a go. Don't know who this kid is, but... Yay!
Yeah.
Well done, little man. Moments of the lifetime. Is it Alisson? I don't know. Alisson lifts him up into the air.
And then just places him out the way.
How do you feel, Errol?
In fact,
before we come to that, I've got a few super chats and a bit of housekeeping to get through. So all you guys, thanks so much for joining us on the watch. It's been absolutely amazing. Welcome to Mark White, our newest member. Shout out to you, Mark. Ryan Rogers, James Milner, 37 years young, leading LFC up the stairs. Yeah, what a moment there for James Milner. Andy App with the £2 super chat. I bloody love this club 9 times, baby. Is right. £9.99 from Matthew as well. Thank you, Matthew, for your super chat. We've had Infant Man 18, who just gives it the good game, the £1.99. Thumbs up. Simple as you like. Understated as ever. It was not understated here. Head on over to the Discord chat then. Let's have a little look.
Man of the match
goes
to Virgil.
Basically, the Discord's just absolutely firing. Yeah, it looks like the trophy for Man of the Match might have gone to Virgil van Dijk. It looks like we'll get that. Confirmed later on. He's holding the big old trophy that Stuart Darling brought into show us one time. It's dead heavy, by the way, just to let you know that. Christy Bean asks, who is that child? Does anybody know? Yeah, I've got no idea. Alisson just threw him off the deck. It goes. Right then, Jürgen dances down Wembley Way. I think we need the club legends to get a bit of music going as well in there. While we do that.
He had a fantastic rendition of You Never Walk Alone.
We did
as well.
Absolutely brilliant. They're all knackered in there.
Everyone's absolutely
goosed in there, and rightly so. I feel the same as well. Right then, guys, just to let you know what's happening here on the Red Men Network over the next, what? I don't know. You know, who knows? It is what it is. It's quarter. It's very, very fluid. Who knows what's going to happen? But essentially what's going to happen is Errol will be live very, very shortly with the fan reactions. I will be live after that on YouTube as well with the player ratings. I've got no idea.
It seems like such a long time.
Just the kickoff. Oh my God. And then streaming live later on Red Men Plus will be the instant match reaction as well. We'll give all our thoughts on that. But Errol, we can't go, it's too much to go into every single player, every single thing about that. But what I would say is that winning breeds winning, and by hook or by crook, if you get over the line, all it comes down to is their goalie missing a pen. Mm-hmm. And yet, we should be a small margin, tiny margin. Chelsea are a very good side. They're very good in finals. Excuse me, they match Liverpool every step of the way. But there's something about the mentality of this football team that when the going gets tough, 99.99 times out of 100, it's this team in red that come out on top. In though, again, you referenced mentality monsters earlier before, and that's exactly how it feels.
Yeah, no, 100%. And not even going to be saucy, credit to Chelsea as well, because they're champions as well. They've just come off they've done the Super Cup in the autumn.
World champions.
They're world champions as well. So they have got that winning mentality. As you said, mate, rightly said, it comes down to the keepers taking pens, and you know, one stepped up and the other one didn't, and that could happen to anybody, you know what I mean? Like, that is the finest of margins that you could possibly ever imagine, really, in terms of how close it was. I was asking Ross there, does it go back round? Are we going to have a half time again? I've never seen it go that deep.
It's been a long old time. Again, Liverpool spray the champagne.
That's what I was waiting for. That's the proper procession.
On the pitch in front of the travelling fans.
Yeah.
I think if we go check out the Redmen Instagram account, Paul, Chris and the guys are there.
They're not coming home tonight.
Yeah, they won't be in work tomorrow. You mentioned before. Super chat from Kane, who says, shout out to Keller, not being spoken enough. It's Alisson-esque. He had a great game.
He really did.
The young kid, everyone's talking, oh, do you put the right young kid in goal? Is it the right decision? Well, he got everything right.
Yep.
He makes some really, he makes the crucial save from Pulisic early on. That one from Lukaku with his legs.
Pretty confidence as well.
Obviously, the pens, he gets near a couple, goes the right way, but doesn't quite get there. But
he does what he has to do.
He scored. Well, he scores
the
well.
The winning pen.
Kevin Keller scores Liverpool's winning penalty in the shootout. He has etched his name into history again. This football club just keeps on making legends and legends and legends and legends and legends. It's an extraordinary time to be a fan. Jürgen is beckoning all the players down.
And they're going to do what we know. They're going to go for the rendition, aren't they?
Definitely going to go do it. Let's see, Jürgen's getting everyone together. He's not best pleased with someone, Jürgen. Even now he's managing his... Henderson and Kelleher get their photo with the trophy. Keevan takes the adulation of the crowd,
lad.
And rightly so, Keevan. Brilliant from the Liverpool substitute goalkeeper.
Quality.
What a moment for that
quality.
Man. What a
quality.
Moment. Kisses the cup. Absolutely worldy moment for Keevan Keller. Rightly so. Gives it to Biggin. I've never seen him celebrate like that before, but he looks really emotional.
Never had a reason to celebrate like that. Do you know what I mean, mate? Absolutely, like... You know, and it's great. That's another motivating factor for Klopp to just say, keep you hungry. Keep you wanting to chomp at the bit.
And Scotty says the nerves on that kid to take that penalty and just splot it. It was absolutely special. You're right in saying that. It really, really was. Virgil with the man of the match trophy and the League Cup, looking at both of them as if to say, have you seen how fucking boss I am?
And a medal round his neck.
I am the best, me lad. I am absolute mustard. Yeah, fab as well, lifting the trophy high.
That's what they all want, that for them. Elite football, that's what it's about, winning trophies.
Again, we'll briefly...
Look.
Cost that's not so much. What's he going to... Oh, he's gone off.
It looked like he was going to try a kick.
Anyway, Errol, are you ready for some fan reactions? Are you ready to compose your thoughts? Are you ready to do
I'm going to have to be, dig deep. We'll go again. But yeah, I'm looking forward to
all
it.
All you guys in the
Everyone
YouTube,
that watched was absolutely
fantastic.
Pleasure.
We've had so
The energy was on point.
It really was. Thank you guys so, so much. All the club legends in the Discord. All you club legends as well. Round of applause for you. Absolute legends. Absolute legends. We've had such a good time here. Like I say, keep an eye on the YouTube. We've got fan reactions.
We made history.
We did. We've got player ratings and we've got the instant match reaction. But we made history here at Redmen TV. The first ever final watch along.
And we've Hopefully, done it again. We've done it again.
Me and Errol undefeated. We'll be back for the next final and the next final. We'll be back for all of the fucking finals that Liverpool keep getting to. They are a wonderful team. But yeah, we're going for a quick break. Keep an eye on the channel. We'll be back soon. Up the Reds. Up the League Cup winning Reds. Get in!
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.